Greetings. I hope you had a great weekend. We were blessed in Bellingham with a night of worship on Friday, a birthday party for my 4-year-old granddaughter on Saturday, and a great time together as a church family on Sunday. I got to share on living in the salvation of Christ at my home church. On Friday night, I gave a prophecy that I have posted, but I felt to post it here today as well. God is wanting us to know Him in a deeper, more intimate, and powerful way. The things that are in front of us that require us to prevail are only an opportunity to know God's love in a wonderful way. This is the word from Friday night.
Let your glory follow, let your presence follow. The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm taking you deeper. I'm taking you deeper in an encounter with me. For I put resistance before you to reveal to you who I am. I put giants in your land to reveal to you who I am. And I'm calling you deeper. I'm calling you into the place of an awe of me. Not an awe of the things that I can do, or I'm not interested in doing things on your behalf. It's a partnership that I have sought. It's a partnership of your heart to mine and mine to yours, where you can know that I am. And even now, I'm opening up the doors as you have cried out that the doors would be opened. For this is a season where doors that have been closed will be opened and never shut again. This is a season where the doors that have been opened to the wrong pathways will be closed, never to be opened again. For this is a new chapter. This is a new chapter. And in this chapter, there is a beginning. And this chapter leads to a greater chapter that also has a new beginning. But it's a deeper place. For the river is not merely flowing to wash the land. The river is flowing to bring forth my purpose into every man. The river is flowing for my purpose to come. That you would know me and who I am. You would know me. Who I am. So don't think it a strange thing that I have put you in impossible places. For it's only in the impossible that you can see me. It's only in the impossible that you can discover me. For it's there that my heart beats. It's there that my heart longs to show you the power of my love. For it's not my power that I desire to give. It's my love that I desire to reveal. And I will lift you higher. I will lift you higher. I will lift you higher where you can see what I see. Oh, I will lift you higher. I will lift you higher. The place where you see what I see. For it is for love that I came. It is for love that I come now. It is for love that I come again and again and again and again, because that is who I am. And I'm calling you deeper. I'm calling you deeper to encounter me, that my glory you would know. It is for love.
When the children of Israel entered the Promised Land, God allowed some of their enemies to remain that they might learn to war. Judges 3, 1-2. Those enemies were left to test the children of Israel, that they would know a dependency upon the love and power of God to be empowered from within to love Him. Our weapons of war are not weapons of the flesh. They are weapons of God's power. They are weapons of God's love at work in and through our lives for the glory of His name. God wants us all to know His powerful love. It is not just knowing His power, but knowing His love in a supernatural way. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.